Finally came to Parak Beis. Did the whole first Parak of Pirkei Avos. Took around a year. Maybe over a year. But we did the first Parak. So at that rate, it should take around 6 to 7 years to finish Pirkei Avos.
Wonderful.
Which is good. Normal for a short Maseches in Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in Parak Beis was like this. Rebbe Yomer. Rebbe said, Ezu hi darach yishar shi yavar lo ha'adam. What is the straight and proper path that a person should choose? Kol shi teferes leisach. Anything that is a teferes to he who does it. A teferes lebin ha'adam. And a teferes to him from other people. In the simple meaning, what would that mean in this context? It would mean honor. Something that brings himself honor, the person that's doing it, and brings him honor from other people. Which is strange. Obviously, we're not, the Mishnah is usually not telling us to chase after honor. But teferes obviously means a lot of different things. It means splendor, beauty, pe'er. You know, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarditzu is the pe'er of Klal Yisrael because he brought Klal Yisrael together. He looked at the Nekuda Tova from Avi Yid. So teferes is not so simple, but the simple meaning is not so simple in the end. We'll see about that. And the Mishnah continues and says you should be careful with the light mitzvos, like the heavy ones. You have no idea what's the value in Shemayim of each mitzvah. Could be that a guy's doing a really big mitzvah, he's shaking lulav and he thinks he's doing a huge mitzvah, and really when he gave a penny to tzedakah one day to a really poor guy, that was a bigger mitzvah. No one knows, therefore just be careful with all mitzvahs. And calculate the loss that you get from doing a mitzvah commensurate with its reward, which is obviously going to be great, with schar avir negative seda, and the geshmak, the greatness that you get from doing an avira, commensurate, against what it's going to bring in the next world, which is going to be not so fun. That's the first half. The stock of shlishi dvarim ain't at the bottom of the avira. Look at three things, and you won't come to avira. Famous Mishnah, da malam alamfa. See what's above you. Know what's above you. Three things: ayin ra. A seeing eye, the oizen shemas, a hearing ear, and all of your actions are written in a sefer. That's the Mishnah. First speaks about teferes, then about mitzvahs, and then about the watching eye, basically. So let's get back to the beginning. Rabbi Yonah, he said, what is the proper path to yover lo ya'adam? Person should pick whatever brings him honor for himself and brings him honor from other people. So the Bartanura gives an example of what that means. He says that he's talking about a miser versus an overly benevolent person, right? That the miser, so he's doing good for himself. He's hoarding all of his money. So it's great. But it has no positive effect on the world. So that's not a pair, not a teferis, it's not beautiful to the world. It might be beautiful for him. He might have all the money in the world and he's swimming in gems, but for the world, everyone doesn't do anything. The opposite is also true. A guy that has money, obviously there were big revs and big tzaddikim that never slept a night in their house if there was a penny left, but those are madrigas. But in general, you got a guy that spends all of his money and gives it all away, so he's not going to have enough money to live on. He's not going to have money for his wife, for his kids, and in general for his own needs, and at the end of the day he's going to be left poverty stricken, and therefore that extreme is also not so good. It might be good for the world, first let me know them, but it's not good for himself. So Bakhtinir is saying that the Mishnah is teaching us to have a balance in all of the things that we do for ourselves and for others. I thought that it could be that's why maybe Rebbe specifically says this Mishnah, because Rebbe, we know, was the redactor of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral Torah. And oral Torah, by definition, is something that you can't write down. Obviously, it was written down, but the concept of oral Torah is things that you can't necessarily write down. It's passed in, passed from Rebbe to Talmud. And what are those things? So balance is very, very much one of those things. You could tell a guy, teach him, in this situation you have to do that, in that situation you have to do that, but balance, by definition, is something that's constantly changing and constantly being tested. A person's constantly being tested in balance. Therefore, that's something that you need a Rebbe. That's something that you need the oral Torah. You need the Torah Sheba'al Peh to teach you, or really from a Rebbe. And that's why Rebbe himself said this, because he's the paradigm of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, of receiving from your Rebbe straight. And you see how your Rebbe deals in certain situations, so then you understand how to balance yourself out also. So let's get down more pshat and what this means. Similarly, this is saying stuff that brings you honor and stuff that brings other people honor. That's the derech yeshara, the straight path. Yovaloi hadan, that person should choose. The Magid Mezrich, he opens up the whole Mishnah by saying that yavar, which really comes from the word of like bereira, to choose. So it doesn't mean that necessarily. That's the simple meaning. He says that yavar means like a seibor. You learn the Mishnah, you learn about a seibor. A boar, in that context, is a fallow, an empty fallow field. So a boar, then, in that context, means fallow. So if that's what we're learning up that the Mishnah is referring to, so he says, what does it mean? Is the derech yeshuva, what's the proper path? And then the Mishnah answers, sheyavar loy ha'adam, that a person should be empty. What does empty mean? He should be empty of all pride. He should be empty of all things. And then the Mishnah continues, kol shi tefas laisa, v'tefas lo min adam, what pride? He should be empty of the pride that, like, you know, the person conjures up in his own mind, like, I'm a great guy, I'm big, I'm that. And he should be empty even of the pride that other people, v'tefas lo min adam, that other people, you know, heap upon him. You're great, you're amazing, you're smart, whatever it is that people heap upon him, he should be empty. Shi yavar lo ha'adam, he should be bored, he should be emptied out from all of those feelings. This is probably a variation of what the Baal Shem Tov said. It's hard to know what the Maggid got from himself and what he was receiving from the Baal Shem Tov and really saying in his name. But the Baal Shem Tov has a very similar vart, that he says that a lot of times a person does a mitzvah in private. You know, he's sitting in the forest, he's doing 6 hours of itbodedut, and he's sitting there, wow, amazing. But he starts to think, this is incredible, I'm unbelievable, I'm speaking to Hashem for 6 hours, how many people do this? It's unbelievable. Wow, I'm so amazing. You know, and he doesn't think that anyone hears him, but he's lamaisa, he's having some pride. So that's the deferest loisa, deferest to the person that does it. And the other deferest that sometimes a person gets is when he's around other people and he starts to think, even if it's not real, he starts to think, wow, look at me, Shemana Esrei, they're already doing the Rikida after davening, and I'm still davening Shemana Esrei. It must be people are, wow, they don't even know what, they must think I'm like flying through the Olam HaZalyanim. So a person says like that, all of these are teferis that he gets from himself or that he imagines from other people. Baal Shem Tov says, all of them, you have to go sheyavar, to empty them all from your mind, like an empty field. And if you succeed in doing this, then and only then you can actually get to the next part of the mission. The Baal Shem Tov says, which is a zork, a mitzvah kala kefamura. Then you'll have the strength to always be doing the mitzvahs to bring Hashem happiness, in which you won't necessarily be constantly thinking, "Oh, I'm going to do this mitzvah because it's big, or I'm going to do that mitzvah. I won't do that mitzvah because it's small." You know, you're going to be constantly thinking about Hashem. So then it doesn't make a difference if it's a huge mitzvah or a small mitzvah. You'll constantly be focused on Hashem to do the right thing, and you'll always be doing that. We could also describe that this balance could be also from the described through the spheres, right? We know that the Teferis is the third sphere in the spheres of Omer. Really, it's more from, if you start from the top, but the third sphere from those spheres of Chesed, Gvura, and Teferis. And we know that Chesed is kindness, and Gvura is more strict, and Teferis is the unity of both of them. It's the beauty of both of them brought together. So the Mishnah could be telling us also, kol shi teferes leisa v'teferes lemin adam. You have to have pe'er, you have to have unity leisa within yourself and min adam from the people around you. What does that mean? That we have two things in ourselves. We have a guf and a nef and a soul. And those two things are battling all the time. So the teferes leisa, the pe'er that a person has in himself is when he takes his body and he takes his soul and he brings them together. By using both of those to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's pe'er, it's beauty. You have some people that are ascetics, I don't know exactly how you pronounce that word, they mamish, you know, saints, they break their body and their bodies look terrible, you know, like broken. So they might have pe'er in one side, meaning they might have a very, very holy soul, but their body and their soul are not necessarily connected. When a person uses his body and his soul and is able to connect to that, it's a beauty that shines forth from within himself. And the first one in the Adam is also the people around the person. A person is always dealing with other people. So I have my will, that guy has that, his will, I have my will, wife has that will. All of the different wills, when they come together and they're able to harmonize and to have peace amongst them, that's also the teferis that we that the person should try to attain, that he gets from, that we can see from this Mishnah also is telling us to have the pe'er from both sides. That is from the Magen Mezrich and from the Baal Shem Tov. The Divrei Yisrael of Majid, he comes to a very similar thing, but he says that it's from a very interesting way he puts it. He says that the Mishnah begins and asks, what's the proper path for a person to choose? Right? Ezohi derech yishar sheyava lehadav. What should a person do? And the Mishnah says, whatever is a pe'er for himself and from other people. But the Mishnah doesn't answer. What is that pe'er? It just says, whatever is pe'er from you and from other people, what is that? You know, give us something more. So the Yisrael answers, says that the Mishnah is alluding to it by saying, Ezi derech yishar sheyava lehadav, kol shehi teferes leisav, teferes lemin adam. Kol shehi literally means anything, but kol shehu also can mean a tiny speck, right? A kol shehu, teeny, teeny little bit. So he's saying that by you being, holding yourself as a teeny little bit, as a humble little nothing, that can help a person, that is the teferis that brings a person to real pe'er, real honor and greatness from within himself and from other people, by holding himself and truly being humble. Right? I think I once said this story, but it's hard to remember. I didn't listen to the shears on JerusalemCats.com yet, all of my own shears. But one day we'll get to it, I guess. And there, one time I was coming out of the forest with, we used to have a Hisbodis Kabura with a Yid named Rav Yitzchak Harkavi. I don't know if anyone knew him.
Harkavi?
Harkavi. Is a relative. Like a cousin or something. He's a very, very, very special Yid, a Bresser Rechasid. And he lived in Muncie most of his life. And incredible Yid. We made a Hisbodis Kabura. We used to go out to the forest in the mornings. And then we used to come out, we used to have a little dance, and we used to go back in. So one time I was coming out, and actually I was alone. And since whenever we'd come out of the forest, at these little patch of grass, we'd always have a dance. I said, if he's not there, I may still have a dance, why am I not going to dance? So I started to dance, and it was right after the rains came. And so it was a little soggy, but it was okay, so I was dancing. And I just started feeling like a little bit like, wow, this is incredible, like I did this Buddha's. Before davening, before the day started, and now I'm dancing, I'm so happy to Hashem. I start feeling a little pride. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, weird, in the middle of my dancing, like a little thing caught my eye. And it was a little worm that had just surfaced. And it was going like this and like that, and like this and like that. And it was wiggling and jumping around because it was wet in the ground and it was like breathing the fresh air. I don't know what I was doing. And I said to myself, wow, we're going to Shalem, you know? Like, we feel like we're so holy. This little worm is dancing for you, Hashem, you know? Like, everything in creation does Hashem's will, and we start getting haughty that we're doing it. We're just little worms. We're nothing. And it was a big blessing, you know, that like when we hold ourselves to be nothing, then we can really realize like we're just here all anyways just to serve you, Hashem. There is nothing else. For me, I'm here to take something. And it was a big lesson to see the little worm dancing next to me that we really are nothing. Then often, though, when a lot of times when a person is doing Avodas Hashem also, so he feels that like gets a little jealous when he sees someone else doing the same thing, right? He comes out of his Shemoneh Esrei 10 minutes after davening is over, and he sees that guy next to him also coming out of Shemoneh Esrei. So the first thought that comes to his mind is, he was probably spacing out half the time. It wasn't like me. Like a lot of times, jealousy gets in, it creeps in to a person's, even when they're doing holy acts. So if Shul Brach, he says that our Mishnah is specifically warning us against this. It says that the correct attitude should be, Kol Shi Teferes Laisah, anything that I get pe'er from, because I'm doing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch, if I get a pride, I get achius. If it's about slim and other, I should get the same exact pride if someone else is doing the exact same thing. Why should I be any more upset that another person is doing the Avodas Hashem? The same thing can be a lot of times, you see, for chidushim, right? Especially in the Goyish world, and it's like kind of like a litmus test to see how and where you're holding in this concept. A guy has a chiddush, you know, and he tells it to a couple of his friends. And then, like, a week and a half later, he's at somewhere, and his friend's up, you know, speaking in front of 100 people. And he says, and I just had a thought, and he says over that chiddush. So you start to think to yourself, I just told him that chiddush a week ago. You know, like, it was a beautiful Torah thought. He could have maybe said, you know, my friend you know, so-and-so told me this thought. No, he took it for himself. Get upset. The truth of the matter is, okay, it says in the Torah that someone that says something, quotes something, and doesn't quote it from the Shem Omrim, then it's a bad thing. It's Ba'ak of the Gula. True, that's his cheshmen. But the fact that you get upset from it, why are you getting upset? He's spreading a Torah idea. There should be no reason to get upset from another person spreading the Torah. If it's yours, it shows that a person still has a little desire that he wants that Torah idea to be his. But the real thing is, Kol Shi Tiferes Leisav, it's first for me, I get Simcha and Chias from an amazing Torah idea. First, let the rest of the people in the world also say it over and get greatness from that. There's no reason why I have to get all the honor or any honor whatsoever. That was some of the pshatim on Ezi Derech Yishara. From all of this, speaking so much about pride and really, ironically enough, humility, that the whole thing is to be humble, that a person can think like, yeah, you know, I'm very far away from true humility and it's a very big thing, so how am I going to ever get to it? So the Rebbe of Radvil, the Or Yitzchak, actually looks into these very same words and gives us chizuk to say that whatever we're doing is good. Why? Meaning, whatever little bit we're doing is good. He says, Kol Shehi is also, like we said a little before, a little bit. Even if it's a little bit, whatever we're doing, Kol Shehi, any little bit is Tefas Laisav, Tefas Laminadam. It's good, it's an amazing thing that you get from yourself and from other people. It says by Yaakov Avinu was the patriarch, shall we call him? That was the paradigm of Teferis, right? Pe'er. Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev, when he passed away, the Rabbi Nachman said, the Pe'er of Klal Yisrael, right? When Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev was sick, so he told Rabbi Nachman, I don't understand, we should check our tefillin. Because Rabbi Yitzchak, the tefillin are known as the Pe'er. Right? There's a pasuk that refers to tefillin as Pe'er. And Rabbi Nachman said, Rabbi Yitzchak is the Pe'er of Klal Yisrael. He's the tefillin of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he's the one that says, Mikam Chai Yisrael, he was always finding good in Klal Yisrael. So Nachman said that when Rabbi Yitzchak was sick, something's wrong with our Pe'er, our finding good in Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was the Pe'er, was the original Pe'er, was the Tiferes for Klal Yisrael. The question is, a very powerful question, is why in the world was Yaakov Avinu's name, where does his name come from? From Akev Esau. He was grabbed, Achaz Ba'akev Esau. He grasped onto the heel of Esau, so hence he was called Yaakov. So our patriarch, Yaakov Avinu, is called after the name, after the heel of Esau. It's a little wild. So one of the Mefarshim, I forget exactly who, in the page of the Mekoros Kedoshim, later the Chizkuni or the Das Hakeinim, says that what's pshat? He says that Esau is also a big guy, right? He used to ask questions and everything. Even the Rishonim sometimes they think and they even do sometimes big things, mitzvahs, and maybe they do, they learn, you know. But when it comes to little things, like it says in the Parsha and Devarim, it says, V'haya Ekev Tishmon, right? It says, and if you will listen. Rashi says right away, Ekev is the things that are Dosh Ba'akevai, the things that we pound with our heel. Which, what does that mean? It means the little mitzvah, so to speak. So the little mitzvahs are the things that we sometimes thresh with our feet. We don't really give it Hashivus. So Yaakov Avinu, he was grasping on to the heel of Esav. What is the heel of Esav? The heel of Esav is the thing that smashes down on the little mitzvahs and doesn't care about them. Right? Yaakov Avinu went over the river for Pachim Ketanim. So there's also some Shatim. One of the Shatim is that he cared about every little thing. Not, oh, I want to, you know, he was, you know, going after it. No, every single thing mattered. Every little thing. And if it was some sort of holy thing, even if it was a teeny drop, right? The Mefarshim always say, I mean, all sorts of Shatim, that the Pach. Pach Shemen from Hanukkah was that Pach Gotten, you know, but it might have been just a little thing, a teeny drop of oil. He had probably flasks of oil. Who cares? Just let it go. No, he went over because every little thing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person matters. And every single thing that a person does matters. Every single little mitzvah that a person does really matters. Therefore, he is called the Pe'er after the Akiv of Esav that he grasps on to the heel where Esav is pounding down on the little things. And he said, no, that's where a Yid thrives. That's what the Or Yitzchak here is saying in the Mishnah, is that Kol Shehi Tiferes Laisav, Tiferes Laminadam, the little things are really what gives us our pride and the pride from other people. Rabbi Yitzchak, speaking of Rabbi Yitzchak, he has an incredible reading of this Mishnah. He draws a certain amount of encouragement in a unique way. He has the classic Hasidic way of reading the things. When a cop pulls over a Jew and he says, what about that sign? He says, no left turn, you made a left. He says, What? No left turn. No! Left turn! You know, you have to know where to put the comma. So that's the Hasidim always know how to do that. You know, so Rabbi Yitzchak does that beautifully in this Mishnah. He says, Ezi derech yishover shel yover lo yadam. What's the proper path that a person should choose? So the Mishnah says, Kol shi tefras l'esah, whatever is a pair of pride for he who does it. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, you have to put the comma there. Kol shi. He says that a person should choose what is the right path. V'tiferes light. He says kol shi. Every little thing that a person does is actually the pe'er, is the greatness that a person gets. The question is, tiferes leisev, tiferes leim in adam. The question is, tiferes leisev, tiferes leim. It's a pe'er for him. Then he puts a comma over there by after the tiferes leim. He says, is it really prideful for him? Right? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a yid wakes up, washes his hands, says, Alan Tiyas Yadayim. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God that's in heaven, really so happy that a guy got up and washed his hands three times and said, Alan Tiyas Yadayim? Hashem has celestial beings that are singing songs that we can't imagine. If we just see them for a second, we die from the beauty of it. And then a guy gets up, he's groggy, washes his hands three times with barely a thought, and he, you know, says, Alan Tiyas Yadayim, mumbles it. Hashem gets pride from that. Why? It's a Tiferes light, and he puts a comma with a question mark. He says, this is really prideful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a kolshi, a little thing that a yid does? And he answers, min ha'adam, specifically because it comes from man. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these huge things in Shemayim. He has all these amazing celestial beings. But they don't have the chira. They don't have any choice to do what they're doing. Hashem can a yid, with all of the world that's coming down upon him and trying to tell him and just throw him back into bed at all, and he gets up and he does the mitzvah, and then he does the mitzvah, and the Yetzirah comes and says, what are you doing, these foolish things, they don't mean anything, and the Yetzirah, all the sorts of things, he still does it, min ha'adam, from a person, the fact that it comes from a lowly person, that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu more joy than anything else. Rav Nosson always speaks about that, when he speaks about the Kudus Tavis, he says, a person, the more down he gets on himself sometimes, the more simcha he should feel that he did a mitzvah. You're terrible, you're the worst, you're really mamish, the worst. Give up, and you did a mitzvah just now. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets even more pride from you. So that's the inyan that the Rabbi Levitz is bringing out from this Mishnah. You do something small, but the first light, it's really a tarif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, min ha'adam, because it comes from person, from man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the angels, but he loves when we do things to serve him from our place. Just to end off, the Ar Yisrael and Rabbi Yitzchak are, if we didn't pick up on it, are retranslating the Aistah a little differently. They're translating Aistah to the one who made him. Not to he who does it, but to he who made him, which is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it sounds like it's a bit stretched. But the Meiri actually says that that's a simple pshat of the Mishnah, Rishon. He says that what's the straight path that a person should do that brings him that straight? Koshit first I said that brings Pe'er slender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings the Pe'er for people. According to that, it's very, very good because it fits in well with Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg always says. He says that we say that it should bring chen in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people. In the eyes of Hashem, we say first. Meaning a person, when he's doing things, he should make sure that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the right thing. And then he can start worrying if people, you know, it should be done. But in the right way, he says this when the guys are going back for after, you know, the summer or whatever, they're on vacation, to do the things that bring Hashem pair. And then also make sure that your parents are happy and everyone else is happy. But make sure that the right thing is that first and foremost is with Hashem. And then try to fit in with everyone else. Hashem should help us continue through Pirkei Avos. Shkoyach.